This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's a Wednesday at 9 o'clock. That means we're going to talk to our pal Mike Rizzo, President General Manager of your Washington Nationals. He's brought to you by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank. Serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV, Main Street Bank put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Great. How are you? I have a question for you, Mike. When the season's going like this and it's just one of those years, you know, at this point in the season, honestly, are you ready for it just to be over, or is it exciting because you get to see some young players, or, you know, you still evaluating and that kind of thing?
To be truthful with you, it's a little bit of both. You know what I mean? You can see the end of the season coming.
Yeah.
It's been a long season. A lot of, you know, guys are, you know, kind of inching their way to the finish line. And, you know, some of the veteran players are nicked up and that type of thing. But it is, you know, what we went into this thing when we started this reboot is that we're, you know, it was a very challenging time for in our franchise's history, and you know, we in the front office embraced it. It was something that you know, nobody wants to do. You'd rather have you know, that veteran laden team that you know, that's, you know, gives you a chance to win every day and that type of thing. And then when you go into these kind of teardown things where you have to reboot and try and win in the future, it's tough. But we took it as a exciting challenge. It really shows what the front offices do in the game, and I think that you can see the at least right now the fans can see what is on the horizon and what's in the future. You know, when you see guys like Ruiz and Abrams and Garcia and Gray and Cavalli and Mackenzie Gore, you can see what those guys are doing in the minor leagues, like in Fredericksburg and that type of thing. It's there's a sense of excitement each and every night, but also frustration that you know, we're not winning on a consistent enough basis.
Mike, is the potential sale of the team something you think about on a daily basis? I know that you go about business as usual every single day, but is that something that's just in the back of your mind as you head out to the park every day?
It is not. I rarely, if ever, think about it. It's you know, control the controllable. I do what I do. I know what my immediate future is all about. So, you know, we're business as usual, grinding out and working hard like we would every other year. And you know, what happens. And you know, we want to you know, put ourselves in a position to be back as a championship caliber organization in the very, very near future. So that's our goal. That's what we work for each and every day. And, you know, you wake up and go to the ballpark and try and find ways to get better that day and each and every day after that.
Mike, honest question. Has this reboot been more difficult than you anticipated? Like, I personally didn't think you guys would kind of go this low, but maybe you knew all along this was going to be part of it.
Well, we knew it was going to be painful. We kind of went back to, like I said, we're one of the few franchises in all of baseball that have gone through a full rebuild back in the early 2000s and came out the other side with a world championship. But not a lot of franchises can say that. We tore it down, we built it up, and we went on a 10-year run of success before we had to tear it down again. So we had a blueprint of what it was going to look like. We presented it to ownership and said this is what to be expected, and this is where we're going to be at, and this is how we're going to come out in front of it and at the end of it and enjoy the success and kind of reap the benefits of the painful years like we did back in 09, 10, 11 and before we went on our run.
Talking to Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, president of baseball operations, I wanted to ask you about Victor Robles. So a few years ago, he was a top prospect, and in 2019, he hit 17 home runs, played in 155 games, was a big part of your success, hit 255, I believe, that season. I'm curious, when a guy, he's got four home runs this season, I don't know that you can even answer, but what happened to the power from Victor Robles?
Well, that's a good question, and it's something that we're diving into analytically and performance based and that type of thing. I think that when you look at 19, Victor was an everyday player on a world championship team, so and had a good year, and the one thing that he hasn't lost is, he still has that defensive prowess. He's got great range in the outfield. He throws well, and he can steal your base and that type of thing. But you're right. What has kind of gone away is the consistency of hitting the ball on the barrel of the bat. I think that's what has been inconsistent with him going forward. I think few players were affected as much as Victor was, from the 2020 season where he, took a break because of the COVID, never got on track and 20 turned into 21 and he just hasn't found his footing and as of yet. But, we still have hope for the kid. He's a 24-year-old, a player that, still has great tools and great skills, but we've got to find an answer offensively for him to put the barrel of the bat on the ball more consistently. And until we do that, he's going to struggle. But he's still young enough and talented enough that it's definitely worth the effort to try and fix and make him a part of this a part of the next core group of players for us.
Mike, if you're not watching the Nats on a daily basis, you barely recognize anybody in the lineup. And this is probably a hard question to answer, if you want to answer at all. But based on the lineup just from last night, how many of the guys from last night in that starting lineup do you project as starters for next year? I would assume Garcia and Abrams could be your starting middle infield opening day next year. Maybe Voit, I don't know. I don't even know what his contract situation is. Maybe he's expired, but can you answer that?
Yeah, I think the easiest answer is your core group of guys that we're trying to build around is going to be Ruiz and Abrams and Garcia, and then you're going to have guys like Gray and Cavalli and Gore and that bullpen is young and controllable, so you're going to see a lot of those guys back. But beyond that, we're going to go after this thing and see if we can improve ourselves for next year. And we've got a lot of young guys that we're going to have to protect on the from the Rule 5 draft. So there's going to be guys added to the roster. There's going to be a lot of players that are going to become free agents that are going to go off the roster. So it's going to be a very fluid winter and off season. And we're looking forward to to make it some headway and to really improve in this club with the guys that we have on the current roster, going outside the organization to get new players. But we're not forgetting about the good, exciting core group of guys we have in the minor leagues that are going to ultimately step up and be part of the core group of guys. So it's kind of a mixture of all those things.
Now, this came down, I think, after we had you on the show last week, and I kind of know where you stand on this stuff, but I just got to get your take on the rule changes that were passed last Friday, I believe. So the league's competition committee, composed of 6 ownership-level reps, 4 players, and 1 ump, approved a pitch clock of 15 seconds with empty bases, 20 seconds with runners on, defensive alignment that's going to include 2 fielders on each side of the second base bag, both feet on the dirt. There's going to be a rule for the batter to be in the batter's box, I think, 8 seconds in. If he violates that, it's an automatic strike. Same thing with the pitcher. This thing is changing, and I'm just wondering where you stand on it. I could see the band on defensive shift. I could see that. But this pitch clock, and apparently in the minor leagues, games were at 2 hours, 30 minutes. Man, that's a big difference. But where do you stand on this? And I could see a lot of players who grew up not obviously playing with a pitch clock, just violating it. Just on muscle memory, you know, just because that's how they grew up playing. This
they
is crazy.
They tinker with their batting gloves for 8 seconds.
I mean, 15 seconds with nobody on, that's not a lot of time. How are you feeling about this? This is going to change the game drastically, I think.
Well, I think it will. And I think if it's implemented correctly and handled correctly, I think it'll change the game in a positive way.
Okay.
If you've watched any minor league games, and I watched a bunch of them,
right,
is the pace of play is terrific. There's way more action, way more dead time. To me, it's a better game because we keep telling our pitchers, work faster, get a flow, get a rhythm, set the pace and that type of thing. And we're trying to get our pitchers to, get on the mound, get the sign, throw the pitch, keep the infielders engaged, keep the game moving, get a good pace going and that type of thing. So it's going to be really interesting. In theory, I like the rule, because it really, really works in the minor leagues. Now it's all about how we're going to implement it. How are the umpires going to handle it? How are the players going to, going to react to it, in that type of thing? And that'll be the litmus test, to me for this rule change. But, in theory, I really like it. I think it's, to me, it's one of the rules that I really endorse because I like a quicker pace pitcher and if you can handle the batter not stepping out and the pitcher not stepping off, I think it's going to be a more entertaining game to watch and it's going to be a better game played. I think the defenses will be better because who wants to sit around and 25-30 seconds in between each pitch and step offs and that. Better stepping out of the box and that type of thing. I think this will improve the game.
What? So will there be a clock behind the batter's box so the pitcher can see it? How are they going to monitor that? How's the pitcher going to know?
There's going to be clocks in a couple of positions. I'm not exactly positive in Nats Park where it's going to be yet. We're going to, obviously MLB and us will take care of the logistics of that. But yes, there'll be visible clocks. So hitter, umpire behind the plate, and pitcher and players can see it.
So what happens if there's I don't know, I got so many questions. What happens if there's a pickoff attempt or if
aren't they limiting pickoff attempts too?
Are they limiting that? How's that work?
Yeah, I think pickoff attempts, the clock will recalibrate. I think the hitter has a chance to step out of the box one plate appearance to reset the clock, and I think the pitcher has one step up for at bat to reset the clock.
But aren't they limiting? I thought I saw they were limiting pickoff attempts in general. So, a pitcher can't throw to first 5 times or whatever.
Yeah, to me that one is still it's still unclear. So we need some clarity on that and the details of a lot of these rules. I think that what's happened in the past with rule changes it really comes into focus in spring training where you can really experiment and really get a kind of a live game action feel of how these changes work.
I can't imagine any of the players wanted these changes.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I know everybody. Minor league player that we bring to the big leagues and I talk to, they did not mind the pitch clock. I know, when you talk to our young pitchers, I think that they've gotten used to it. They adjusted to it. And I think that a lot of them embraced it and liked it.
Wow. It's going to be it's going to be crazy next year. It really is.
Mike, if you had to guess, what kind of contract is Aaron Judge going to get this offseason?
No clue. I'm not going to comment on Aaron Judge.
That's true.
Is a monster.
You can't do that.
He's
right.
A beast, and he's a great ambassador for the game and a terrific player.
If he hits over, we were debating this. If he hits over 61 home runs, right? Let's say he finishes with 63. Would you declare him the natural home run champion? Because everybody knows Barry Bonds, McGuire, Sosa. We're on steroids, right? So they're 73, 70. But the natural home run king is Maris with 61. How would you feel about that?
It's a monster season. I think that everybody from Hall of Fame voters to, you know, every common fan in the world has their opinion on that topic of steroids and that type of thing. So, you know, people will deal with that as they will. To me, when you're in that stratosphere and that kind of discussion, it goes without saying the type of player that this guy is.
All right, Mike.
Talk to you next week, buddy.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate
it. See you.
That's Mike Rizzo, President GM of the Nationals, brought to you by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. Coming up next, we open up the entertainment page here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.